You're listening to Nutnia. A three-drug combination cleared HIV in baby monkeys for a year. A one-time combination of antiretroviral drugs, antibodies, and an experimental CCR5 blocking therapy left 8 infant macaques with no detectable HIV a year after treatment stopped, when given within 3 days of infection. Researchers call the result unexpected and want to test it in people next, starting with newly exposed adults. A single course of 3 combined therapies, started within 3 days of birth, left 8 infant monkeys with no detectable HIV a year after treatment stopped. The study, led by Oregon Health and Science University and published August 10 in Nature Microbiology, does not prove the approach will work in human newborns. But the researchers behind it say the results surprised them enough to push straight toward early human trials. The 30-second summary. What happened? 8 infant macaques infected with a monkey-adapted form of HIV received antiretroviral drugs, neutralizing antibodies, and an experimental antibody called leronlimab within 72 hours of infection. A year after stopping treatment, researchers found no active virus in any of them. Why does it matter? More than 120,000 babies acquire HIV worldwide each year, and current care means medication for life. A regimen that clears the virus early, if it holds up in people, would change that math entirely. What is the catch? This is animal research involving 8 monkeys, not a human trial, and nobody has tested how late after birth the treatment window closes. Key number. All 8 infant macaques given the triple combination showed no detectable HIV a year after therapy stopped, even after researchers deliberately suppressed their immune systems to try to provoke a rebound. What happened? Researchers at OHSU's Oregon National Primate Research Center and the California National Primate Research Center infected newborn macaques with a hybrid virus used to model HIV in monkeys. They then treated 8 of the animals inside 72 hours with a 3-part regimen, standard antiretroviral drugs, broadly neutralizing antibodies, and leronlimab, an antibody that blocks the CCR5 protein HIV uses to enter immune cells. At 56 weeks, the team checked for HIV-specific immune cells and antibodies and found none. The animals had never mounted a response to a lingering infection. At 61 weeks, researchers deliberately removed a group of infection-fighting immune cells, a stress test that brought the virus roaring back in untreated and 2 drug control groups. In the triple therapy animals, nothing returned. A tissue check after the study ended found no trace of intact or defective virus in their immune cells. Why it matters? Every one of the 3 therapies had already been tried alone against HIV and failed to permanently clear it. That's why lead researcher Jonah Sasha didn't expect stacking them to work any better. Co-author Nancy Hagwood, who proposed combining leronlimab with the other 2, called the outcome a remarkable result. Antiretroviral therapy is already approved for people, and the neutralizing antibodies and leronlimab are each in separate human trials. The individual pieces aren't unfamiliar to regulators. What has not been tried is stacking all 3 inside the first days of a newborn's infection, the window this study targets. How the combination works. Picture the virus's path to a permanent hideout as 3 checkpoints it has to clear. Antiretroviral therapy slows it down before the first. The neutralizing antibodies sweep loose virus from the blood at the second. Leronlimab blocks the door at the third, blocking the CCR5 entry point new cells need. No single checkpoint stops every route through on its own. Together, before HIV can settle into long-lived immune cells for good, they appear to close the path before it forms. Why the combination works so much better than any single piece remains unexplained. The team calls untangling that a priority. Before we overstate the result, this is a controlled study in 8 treated macaques using a monkey-adapted virus, not a trial in human infants with HIV. No person has received this exact regimen, so its safety and effectiveness in people are unknown. Treatment began within 72 hours of infection in every animal. Whether the same effect holds a week or 2 weeks later has not been tested. Two of the study's authors hold a financial interest in Cytodyne, the company associated with Lerenlimab, a relationship OHSU discloses and manages under its conflict of interest policy. What happens next? Sasha says the antiretroviral and antibody components are already established enough in humans that the regimen could move toward early clinical trials without years of preliminary safety work. The first human tests are likely to target newly exposed adults rather than newborns, both because adult trials are logistically and ethically simpler and because a positive result there would strengthen the case for testing infants next. Researchers also want to establish how long after infection the regimen still works, since the current result only covers the first 3 days. Takeaway: every ingredient in this regimen had already failed on its own. That's the detail that makes the combination worth watching. Stacking 3 approved and experimental therapies before HIV can hide inside long-lived immune cells did something none of them could do separately. Researchers still can't fully explain why. That unexplained synergy, not the individual drugs, is what the next round of research needs to pin down before anyone can say whether this closes a door on newborn HIV or just narrows it. Read the full article at newtnia.com.